Soldiers of the cross to march around Jericho. I'm calling for a holy war of prayer and preaching of the cross to pull down the strongholds of Satan. For Jesus, our Lord and Savior, is about to come back for his bride, whom he has washed and cleansed and made holy, without spot or wrinkle, by his blood which he shed on the cross for us. You ambassadors of Christ, you soldiers of the cross, you precious diamonds, stand up tall and straight. Be counted, be recognized, be identified, and rejoice in the soon coming back of the Lord our God.
My buddies tell me that I should have waited. They say I am missing a whole world of fun, but I am happy and singing with pride. I like the Christian life. I won't lose a friend by heeding God's call.
Now come to a time of the seasons where the Passover has come. And I know there are many churches which are not operating in these times. So I want to talk to you about communion. Do we need a preacher so that we can take communion? The Bible teaches us that we, the body of the Lord Jesus Christ, the born-again Christians, we are priests and kings to our God. So we can take communion by ourselves. We can give it to our families if we're born again by the precious blood of the Lord. So do not hesitate to take communion by yourself this year if you cannot get out to a church. I I highly believe the Lord looks with favor on those who take communion often, because this is what he told his disciples: as often as you drink of the fruit of the vine, you do it in remembrance of me. We have to remember the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, which represents the wine, is what took care of our sin problem. And his body, which represents the bread, that was smitten and beaten for the health of our bodies. So as often as you drink of this wine and eat of this bread, you are doing it in remembrance of the Lord Jesus Christ. And it tells, and the Bible very clearly teaches us, that this wine and this bread has been sanctified. It has been put aside. It has been separated from ordinary bread and wine. And now it becomes a symbol of the blood and the body of the Lord Jesus Christ. I will teach today on this subject the incredible importance of the body and the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Anybody who has become a Christian and does not understand what this means has surely needs to study Scripture. For throughout the ages, this has been the sacrament that kept us in remembrance of what the Lord Jesus Christ did for his church. But before I get into this message, I will ask the Lord to bless us. Heavenly Father, I come before you in this day of turmoil that we're seeing all around us. I pray that you will anoint this message. You will bless the listener. You will open their hearts to the truth of what I'm going to teach. Let them understand and let them study for themselves of how important this sacrament is for the church. I ask you to bless the listener so that they will hear. I come against the spirit of unbelief, which will always try to attack any message that comes from the Word of God. I ask you to bless the listener in Jesus' name. Amen. Right from the beginning, when Adam and Eve sinned in the garden, the Lord Jesus Christ told them that they must sacrifice a lamb for the remission of their sins, to cover their sins. And that law was kept all the way up to the crucifixion of our Lord Jesus Christ by the Jewish people and by the people that were before the Jews even came into existence, before Abraham. They had to sacrifice a lamb for the covering of their sins. That was practiced even before the flood. We can read the story. We can read the account of that in the story of Cain and Abel. The Bible teaches us that Jesus, just before his death, he was sitting and eating with his disciples. They were eating the Passover meal, which had been tradition for the Jews all the way through their history. And now the Lord Jesus Christ gives them an incredible new message, which has never been told them before. In Matthew chapter 26, in verse 26, it tells us, "And as they were eating, Jesus took bread and blessed it and broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, 'Take, eat, this is my body.' And he took the cup and gave thanks and gave it to them, saying, 'Drink you all of it, for this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remission of sins. But I say unto you, I will not drink henceforth of this fruit of the vine until that day when I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom.'" So here it tells us very clearly, "For this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remission of sins." So Jesus told his disciples, even before the crucifixion, that this was what's going to take care of the sin problem. The blood that he will shed, that was going to be shed. So we need to understand that and see that. Many, many throughout the ages have accepted the blood sacrifice of the Lord Jesus Christ for the remission of their sin. And thus they were made part of the kingdom of God, and throughout eternity they will rejoice with their God because they had been cleansed from their sin. In Exodus chapter 12, there is an interesting scripture where just before the children of Israel left Egypt, God gave them a command, and it is very easy to understand and see the blood sacrifice of the Lord Jesus Christ in the sacrament that Moses told them that they had to do. It tells us in Exodus chapter 12 in verse 5, the animal, he told them they had to select a lamb for sacrificing. It says, the animal that you select must be a one-year-old male, either a sheep or a goat, with no defects. Take special care of this chosen animal until the evening of the 14th day of this first month, when the whole assembly of the community of Israel must slaughter their lamb or their young goat at twilight. They are to take some of the blood and smear it on the sides and the top of the door frames of the house where they ate the animal. That was done. They had to smear that blood on the doorposts of their houses so that the death angel wouldn't be able to come in and kill the firstborn. And this represents the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, so that when we have it on our hearts, we will not be destroyed by the death angel, but we will be kept for eternity. And this is not talking about a physical death. This is talking about a spiritual death. When a person is going to die, then he has to face judgment, whether he is going to spend his eternity with God or will be separated from God and will have to spend his eternity with Satan in the eternal lake of fire. It says the same night they must roast the meat over the fire and eat it along with bitter salad greens and bread without yeast. Do not eat any of the meat raw or boiled in water. The whole animal, now listen to this, the whole animal, including the head, legs, and internal organs, must be roasted over the fire. Do not leave any of it until the next morning. Burn whatever is not eaten before morning. So they had to eat everything. They had to eat of this. Even the internal organs had to be eaten or burned, one of the two. The legs, the head, everything had to be eaten or burned. It represented the whole body. And that will, and the reason that is, I will explain a little later on, because God wants us to understand the importance of eating the whole body, of what it means. The Bible teaches us that when the children of Israel walked out of Egypt, in Psalm chapter 105 in verse 37, it tells us, he brought them forth also with silver and gold, and there was not one feeble person amongst their tribes. Think about it. The children of Israel, they had been beaten, they had been slaves, and I'm sure many of them were sick from malnutrition. But when they walked out of Egypt, there was not one sick or feeble person amongst them.
Bible commentators believe it was when they ate the flesh, all the body of that little lamb, that brought healing to their physical body. Not only were they saved by the precious blood of that lamb on the doorposts of their house from being killed, they also were brought to health by eating the lamb that God told them to eat. That is very, very interesting. So God wants us to understand that. It's by His stripes we are healed, and by His blood we have been sanctified. Look at Isaiah chapter 53 in verse 5. But He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon Him, and with His stripes we are healed. Here is what happens to you when you take communion. You are brought into remembrance that the blood sacrifice of our Lord Jesus Christ is for the salvation of your soul. That represents the wine that we drink. It has been sanctified. It has been put aside. It now represents the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. And here is also what happens when you eat of the bread. That too has been sanctified. It has been put aside. It now represents the body of the Lord Jesus Christ. So when we eat of that bread, we eat to our health. It says, by His stripes we are healed. So when we eat of that bread, which represents the body of the Lord Jesus Christ, it brings health to our body. Just like the lamb in Egypt that was eaten brought health to the children of Israel. So this is what we need to understand. Many preachers write about that, how important it is for us to remember that by His stripes we are healed. We need to zero in on that when we're sick. We need to claim it for ourselves and not allow Satan to take away our beliefs. Because how many people have problems when it tells us that the blood of Jesus took care of our sin problems? Many, many Christians still doubt it, but it still stays there. By His blood, we have been made pure and holy. And also, by His body, we have been made whole. By His stripes we are healed. We need to pay attention to that. We need to understand that God wants us to be healthy. Not only does He want us to be assured of our salvation, He also wants us to be healthy. The Bible teaches us, by His stripes we are healed, and that is scripture, so I'm not telling you a lie. We need to open our hearts to what Scripture are teaching us. And on the next segment of this program, I will explain to you what the Lord has shown to me about this sacrament. And it was an eye-opener for me. So let the Lord open your heart to this and become a blessing to yourself. Amen.
I claim the blood, Jesus.
When we take communion, we usually focus more on the wine than on the bread, because throughout the ages we were told that by the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, we have been saved, we have been made whole, we have been made pure. So this is what we focus on. But many, many people don't focus on the bread. What is that for? The body of the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible teaches us that the body of the Lord Jesus Christ was beaten and smitten and wounded, and by his stripes we are healed. That is for the health of our body when we partake of the communion. The Bible teaches us that both of them are very important. You cannot separate them. You cannot separate the salvation of our soul and the healing of our body. But for some reason, it's harder to believe that by the stripes of Jesus we are healed. I have often struggled with this throughout the ages, and I've known some people who take communion on a daily basis because of the healing that is promised in the Bible of the body of the Lord Jesus Christ. So I did some studying and listening to different preachers, and they bring it out like this. The Bible teaches us in Hebrews chapter 4 in verse 9, there therefore remains a rest to the people of God. For he that enters into that rest has ceased from his own works as God did from his. Let us labor therefore to enter into that rest, lest we amen fall after the same example of unbelief. So what the problem is with most Christians is unbelief. So God is telling us to enter into that rest, to labor therefore to enter into that rest. Not to labor for our salvation, not to labor for our healing, but to labor for the belief system to be put into your heart. For Satan will try to destroy your belief system. He will mock and make fun of what the Bible teaches us. By his stripes we are healed. He will mock that. He knows that he cannot mock the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, because many, many Christians know that is for a fact. But when it comes to the eating of the bread, that this represents the body of the Lord Jesus Christ, he mocks us when we take it for our health. So here is what the Lord God did. He gave us that sacrament. You may have a hard time believing for your health, but you can take the sacrament. You can take communion. The Bible teaches us, as often as you do it in remembrance of me. So he can maybe sabotage your belief system, but he cannot. And I want to say that again. He cannot stop you from taking communion. Maybe the only way he can is by bringing unbelief into you. But he cannot stop you from taking communion. And that the Lord Jesus Christ will see as you believing for your health, as you believing for your salvation. I will give you an example. Once I was discussing alcoholism with a friend of mine, and he called it a disease. And I told him, well, as far as I know, that's the only disease that I know that can be eradicated almost in 1 or 2 days. All you have to do is just quit putting the alcohol into your system and your disease will leave. Maybe that's what it is with cancer and all other stuff, if we would know what not to ingest. But here, when we take the sacrament of communion that God has commanded us to do, we take it by faith Satan cannot stop us from doing that. He may stop us from believing in our hearts, but he cannot stop us from taking communion. And if we take communion, God sees this as faith. So I want you to encourage you today. You take communion as often as you can, especially if you're sick. God will see that as faith, and it's for the health of your body. Remember, the children of Israel had to eat the innards, that's the liver, the heart, and all these things. That was for the healing of Israel also, because there was no feeble person amongst them. So take communion, believe that Jesus was smitten and beaten, and by his stripes we were healed. And also believe that by the precious blood we have been made holy and pure. So this Passover, when you do take communion, let it become real and alive to you. Let the Lord open your heart to this and make you a blessing. Amen.
Here at Reaching Out Ministries, we would like to thank you for your generous support. Please continue to pray for us as we press on in the call that God has placed before us. We would love to hear from you. Please write to us at Box 278, Steinbeck, Manitoba, R5G1M2. Again, that's Reaching Out Ministries, Box 278, Steinbeck, Manitoba, R5G1M2.